for today, I started to just talk about intro to December. Like, September ushered us into the Ember month. Yes, as Nigerians, there's something we call Ember month. Like, Ember month is the September, October, November, December. And the reason why we call it Ember month is because it ushers us into one of the most important holidays, one of my favorite holidays. Oh my god, I really love the Christmas holiday. So, you know, live as a Nigerian living in Lagos, Christmas is usually fun. Although I don't spend all my Christmas here, because I like to go to my hometown and spend my Christmas with my extended family. But I don't know, like, I'd like to hear like stories. What are you guys going, what are your plans for December? I know like this is like an intro to December thing, but I'm just asking you guys, like, what is the plan for December? Yes, what is the plan for December? Everybody's looking forward to Christmas. I don't know about you, but for me, like, Christmas is my favorite holiday season. I think right from when I was a child, like, I've always enjoyed Christmas. I always looked forward to Christmas, because Christmas just brings the whole family together. Christmas is when you have that jolly celebration. It's when you meet your cousins that you haven't seen in a very long time. Christmas is when you get to eat really, really nice food. Like, you see a lot of varieties that day. And Christmas is just so bubbly. Everybody is happy. I also like the fact that Christmas is not just something that, although officially, I don't think Muslims celebrate Christmas, but there is no distinction during that Christmas season. On Christmas Day, it's like everybody is happy regardless of religion. Like, they're just happy that it's Christmas. So yeah, so what are your plans for December? I'd love your feedback. These are really, really important. So you can reach out to me on Facebook at Adaora Maduka, and you can also reach out, the podcast is also on Facebook at This and That, and also on Instagram at This and That, and you can also reach out to me. My name is Dora on Instagram, and you can also reach out to me on Facebook, and you can also reach out to Samuel. I'll be waiting to hear your response. What are your plans for Christmas? What do you have to do? What do you want to do for Christmas? For me, like, I'm already thinking about a zillion things to do. Yes, I actually miss the fact that when we were young, they used to buy Christmas clothes for us. So, do your parents still buy Christmas clothes for you? I don't know if I'm the only one. So just let me know. Just send me a message, like, through any of these platforms that I've mentioned before. Does your parents still buy Christmas clothes for you? I think my parents stopped buying Christmas clothes when I was like age 15 or 16. Like, so it just became, for them, it was like, just put on anything you have. Like, I don't know, but this is one of the reasons why I love Christmas. It's all of this memorable experience. Is it a Christmas clothes? I was telling my sister last week that I'm going to treat myself. What do I mean by treating myself? I'm going to purchase a Christmas clothes for myself this year. Yes, I'm going to be spoiling myself this year. I've really worked hard this year, and how else should I, you know, should I compensate myself, actually? So I'm going to be buying a Christmas clothes for myself, and I was telling my sister, oh, like, what time do you think we should buy Christmas clothes? And my sister was like, oh, let's buy Christmas clothes in November. So this is a Nigerian thing. For those who may not understand this, the Christmas season is a time when everything skyrockets. Like, the prices of everything are always ridiculously high. Like, people just hike their prices. Like, they see that, oh, it's Christmas, and let's just boom, make the price times two. And the things that you buy normally for 1,000 naira, you start buying it for like 2,500. And again, if you buy it late, if you buy it around the time that it is late, or when it is approaching Christmas time, forget it. You're going to be buying like a triple of the normal price. Yeah, like, let me tell you something that happened to me. Last year, December, we wanted to travel, but not to my hometown. We wanted to just go like to the outskirts of Lagos, and I was like, oh, I needed some pair of jeans. And last year I was very reluctant, like I didn't really buy Christmas clothes for myself then. So what happened was I needed like two pair of jeans, and I was like, okay, cool, let me go to the island. And this was like, I think on the 29th. Yeah, I think it was either on the 27th, 28th or 29th. So I was like, okay, let me just go to the island and purchase some things. And I went to the island. There's this place that my mom buys stuff from, or my auntie. So we went there. And guys, if I tell you that the price made me open my mouth, like I couldn't close my mouth for 20 seconds. I was really shocked because it was way, way above my budget. Like, it was really way above my budget. And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? Like, I had to buy it at the end of the day because I needed it. So it just taught me a big lesson. Like, those times that my mom used to tell me, guy, if you're going to buy something, buy it in October. Even some people buy in October, like end of October. Some people buy it, and some people buy it in November. The best time to actually buy these things, you know, is October or November. If you're buying it in December, trust me, you're going to be buying it at, you know, a Christmas price. You're going to be buying the Christmas price. Then after Christmas, it's now drop down to the normal price. Nigerians are making money, guys. So yeah, I'm so excited about Christmas. I look forward to Christmas because, and again, another thing is that the Christmas holiday is usually long. Yeah, it's usually long. Like, you see that companies will start closing, like schools, everything will just start closing from on the 20th. There's just this feeling of Christmas that makes me so excited. Honestly, like, talking about it, you can, like, I'm grinning so hard because I'm so happy that Christmas is in less than 100 days. Yeah, I'm so happy that Christmas is in less than 100 days. I think I would be in Lagos because of the insecurity in the East. I won't be traveling out of Lagos. So I'll be in Lagos. So I don't know if you guys have any plan, like what are also like the fun places you can go to in Lagos. So I would like to hear about your experiences, guys. Please, premium experiences. I want to hear all of the juicy details, please. All the juicy details, like what are you planning to do? I'm not asking you to start telling me, like, you know, things that you don't want to tell anyone, but what do you just have to do? Like, what's an idea that you have? Like, I'm also willing to steal people's idea, trust me, because asking you guys for this thing is like scouting for what I also need to do in December, because I really don't have much planned. Yeah, I really don't have much planned. And also, Ember Month is a time to like reflect. You know this thing that people do every year, that at the beginning of the year, you know, the beginning of the year is like, it's always like a new dispensation. Everybody is always hyped and giddy about the year, and resolutions will be flying around here and there. So I think the Ember Month is the time where you need to like self-reflect and be transparent, and also hold yourself accountable. And it's also a time to assess yourself and what, and if you surpassed your goals, if you actually worked towards your goals. Like, it is a time to actually reflect. I feel like that's like the best time to just do these things. And I wish us great months. There's this thing that they say in Nigeria, like growing up, I think the Ember Month was a time when people used to be very cautious and careful, because I remember that as Christians we would pray, but during the Ember Month our prayers will intensify, the prayer points will increase. I don't know if that's a Nigerian thing or if it is something that just happens. Like, as Ghanaians, like, do you guys experience that? In my own house, and I think in other households as well, there's this superstitious belief that, I don't think it's a superstitious belief though. I feel like some of those things, I believe in witchcraft. Not like, I partake in witchcraft, but I believe that witches and wizards exist. I believe they exist 100%. So there's this thing that people say that the forces are actually higher during this Ember month. We'll start praying against blood sucking demons, road sucking agents, like for accidents to be averted. So like, it's really funny to me growing up as a person. It made me just stay guarded, because when you make this type of prayers, you're also telling yourself that you have to be careful and you have to be cautious about where you go to, because Christmas is the time that people just go wild. I'm not going to lie, Christmas is the time that I go wild as well. Like, the things that I wouldn't do on a normal day, I'll do them on during Christmas season. Like, you take booze, you just get high, and you go to parties, you try to like just hang out with people, and you know, just try to be, you know, like, everybody is really hyper during Christmas. I feel like everybody is really hyper during Christmas. So yeah, so that was like a time to stop praying and everything. So like, I don't know, but these days, like, I don't think people are really, I think people still pray against such, because we have principalities and powers that rule this world, and you know, something may be out to get somebody, but yeah, none of those will happen to us, I pray. But yeah, I think this is where, guys, please, you guys have to reach out to me. I need to hear your plans. What do you have planned for Christmas? Yes, October is ticking already. Today is even worse. Like, October 1st was the other day, and we are already close to the middle of the month. So we are like, and again, it's like Christmas season is a time that runs. Once it hits September, it doesn't take a while for it to complete December. It's like the days just run, the days go by, and Christmas just come. I'm so excited. So what do you guys have to plan? Are you guys doing anything? Are you buying clothes? Oh, how did I miss this? yes, how did I forget the knockout? What's the English name for knockout? So in the trenches they say banga. Ghanaians, like, what do you people call banga? Like, God, don't let me embarrass myself here. You know this thing, guys, it's not like I'm not smart or I'm not intelligent, but you know, sometimes these things just escape your mind. You just forget, like, you just go blank when you want to remember stuff like this. But I'm trying to remember knockout. No, there's this tush name they use, like, you know, this firecrackers. Is it firecrackers? Yeah, I think it's firecrackers. This thing that people do, that, you know, pow, 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 that sound. Yes. The only time we get to see this thing is December. I remember growing up, like, we'll buy a lot of these things. Like, we'll take them to our village. We'll go and show them that we've arrived. Like, yes, Mandika family is here. Everybody, clear road, clear road, clear road, clear road. So, it was always fun during December. Bangers, you just watch, bangers will start coming out, and again you have the Christmas lights, everybody start decorating their house. The Christmas is the time that everybody will now be, you know, like, Christmas is a time that families actually prepare for. If it is Easter, I don't think people really give a fuck about Easter, because Easter is like a Christian thing. But as compared to like Christmas, Christmas is everybody, like, people start doing things. It's really fun. Like, so yeah, I think I'm going to invite some people to come and talk about living in Lagos during Christmas. Like, I don't know, guys, I don't know, but yeah, so I'd like to hear your plans, and I'd also like to hear experiences if you have any. Yes, it would be really cool to listen to what you have to say. And yeah, so we've come to the end of this episode. If you made it this far, thank you so much. Thank you for really rocking with me. Thank you. And don't forget, Once more, we are on all streaming platforms. Yes, don't forget to like. Don't forget to also share this podcast. And guys, just show me love, please. Show me love. So you can reach me on Facebook at Adara Madikai. You can also reach me. You can send me a message directly on Messenger. I'll do well to reply you. And I'll be looking forward to your stories and what you have planned. And maybe I can, you know, steal some of your ideas. So, until then, remain blessed and stay safe. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.